This is your host, R.F. Burns, for this broadcast of Radio Clandestine. As you know, we broadcast from a ship somewhere off the North Atlantic coast. We exist for the purpose of... well, you know... we are anti-humdrum radio, and I think that speaks for itself. And what we lack in polish, we make up for in ingenuity here on Clandestine.
Greetings and salutations, shortwave listeners around the world. My name is Alan Burns. On behalf of the staff and management of Radio Clandestine, a shipboard radio transmitter broadcasting from somewhere off the North American coast. Greetings. We're glad to be on your radio. You may start your tape recorders now for a pirate bootleg broadcast from the only clandestine radio station on board a ship. We're Radio Clandestine. Just for you. Starting things this hour is the do-do-do-da-da-da-da by a group called the Pig Lees. Setting the audio levels right now is crew member Wanda Lust, doing a very fine job on board the ship. But no more talk. Let's check out some music on Clandestine.
This is our report. At this time, we interrupt our music programming in order to bring to you, the shortwave listener, important messages of a commercial nature. Our music will continue after these words from our sponsors.
On Saturday morning, it's adventure time. Don't miss Frontier, the story of 30 people who brave bitter weather, loneliness, disease, starvation, and hostile Indians to reach Utah, only to find they don't like it there. Then it's Ranger Dan and his big dog Dick, or Ranger Dan and his big dog Dick.
Because beaches. Because mountains. It's mysterious. It's obvious. It's hot. It's cruel. It roars. It whimpers. It's real life.
Confess or without your eyes.
Even though it can believe.
I confess. I kill Papa Doc with my voodoo. Don't hit me again. Please don't hit me again.
Come to Haiti.
Yeah, you're listening to Clandestine, a pirate bootleg broadcast station somewhere off the North American coast. Listen to Clandestine. On the 49 meter, 31 meter, 25 meter, 19 meter, 16 and 13 meter band. Your pirate bootleg broadcast. Shortwave listening bands. Catch Radio Clandestine.
Hello, this is R.F. Burns, your host for this broadcast of Radio Clandestine. And now, in the interest of progressive public affairs programming, Radio Clandestine presents Another Look at Life, or something vaguely resembling it.
Hello, America. It's time to play Asshole Jack-Off Scumbag. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is a rancher, he works for an oil company, and he lives in Texas. Is he an asshole, a jack-off, or a scumbag? This man is a lawyer, he lives on Rhode Island, and he's a U.S. congressman. Is he an asshole, a jack-off, or a scumbag? This man is a TV newscaster, he's from the Midwest, and he's a born-again Christian. Is he an asshole, a jack-off, or a scumbag?
Today, Asshole, Jack-Off, Scumbag.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Bob Barlow, and it's time for another session of Asshole, Jack-Off, Scumbag. You just met our three subjects for today. Players, two contestants who will try to determine from the clues we give them whether our three subjects are assholes,
jackals,
or scumbags. First of all, our champion. From Short Hairs, New Jersey, she's a mother of two, and her hobby is sitting on the toilet until her legs fall asleep. Here is Ethel Swan. How are you today, Ethel?
Not so good, Bob. I think I'm going to stop my period.
Well, that sounds interesting. What does your husband do?
My husband is dead, Bob. He was crushed in a folding couch accident.
Do you have any little chances around the house?
Well, yes, I have been blessed with two wonderful sons. My oldest boy, Elliot, is involved in charity work. Every weekend, he takes 100 senior citizens out to the country and leaves them there. And my youngest son, Jules, is currently attempting to be the first man to cross the Atlantic in a gas-filled douchebag.
Well, that sounds very interesting, Ethel. Let's meet your opponent.
Your challenger is from Big Size, New York. A man whose job is recovering stolen religious articles. His hobby is calling up the Red Cross and telling them to go fuck themselves. Meet Eddie Doniker.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Eddie. Is your wife here today?
No, Bob. She couldn't be here. She's taking the SWAT team exam in Newark.
Well, she sounds like quite an independent lady.
That's right, Bob. She once killed a man during a sports argument.
Do you believe in women's libs?
Bob, she can do whatever the fuck she pleases.
Okay. Tell us, do you have any children?
Yes, one son, D'Artagnan, is quite a successful Mr. Potato Head salesman. Unfortunately, my other son, Winslow, a designer of custom belt loops, was sucked up into a vent this morning.
Well, that really sounds interesting, Eddie. They sound like quite a family. Okay, it's time to play Asshole Jack-Off Scumbag. So, let's take a look at our prizes.
First of all, from Ransom and Luggage,
a complete set of portable suitcases. Yes, now you can take it with you.
Specially designed Larson luggage has built-in handles, making it completely portable. Larson, new ideas in luggage.
And our winner will need that luggage because he is going on an all-expense-paid vacation to Dover, Delaware. Dover, Delaware, the city that means well. You'll spend 3 days in Dover at the fabulous Fireproof Hotel, and you'll travel to Dover in this brand new wheelchair. Yes, it's the Wilson Speed Merchant 5000, the only wheelchair with a roll bar. All right, players, let's meet our first candidate,
our asshole, jack-off, or scumbag.
Panel, this is Wayne Critter. He's a rancher and an oil man from Texas. He smokes ground beef in his pipe, and his hobby is getting in his pickup on Saturday night and running over non-whites. Ethel,
you're our champion.
Is Wayne Critter an asshole, a jack-off, or a scumbag?
Okay, Bob. It's definitely between asshole and scumbag. Wayne, what organizations do you belong to?
I belong to the Junior Chamber of Commerce, the Masons, and the American Legion.
Okay, Bob. Based on that answer, I'm going with asshole.
Okay, that's one vote for asshole. And now, Eddie Doniker, it's your turn. What is Wayne? Is he an asshole, a jack-off, or a scumbag?
I can settle this real easily, Bob. Wayne, what are your favorite teams in sports?
Well, I like the Badgers in baseball and the Cowboys in football.
Okay, I agree with Ethel. He does sound like an asshole. But that answer leads me to only one conclusion. This guy is a jack-off. A real jack-off.
All right, we have one vote for jack-off and one vote for asshole. Now let's find out what he really is from one person in the position to know, his wife. Let's bring her out here, Mrs. Ola Mae Critter. How are you, Mrs. Critter?
I'm fine, Bob.
Got any little critters running around?
You mean crabs?
No, I mean children.
All our children are grown, Bob, and they all have thankless, dead-end jobs with corporations.
Well, that sounds interesting. Now, let's get to the main subject, your husband. As you know, our contestants have voted one vote for jack-off and one vote for asshole. This is the big moment, Ola May. We want you to tell us what your husband is. Is he an asshole, a jack-off, or a scumbag?
Well, Bob, when I first met him, he was a real jack-off. He did all kinds of crazy things.
like you drink a lot of beer and then piss in your hat. A real jack-off. Then after he got married, I noticed he started turning into an asshole. After several years, he'd become a complete asshole. Then he started spending more and more time with politicians and businessmen. Bob, and I turned him into what he is today, a complete and total scumbag.
A scumbag. He's a scumbag. That means our first round is a draw. No score yet. We'll be back in a moment or two to break this tie on round two of Asshole Jack-Off Scumbag. We're Consolidated International, and we might be looking for you. Are you one of those people who show up, punch in, pitch in, put out, clean up, punch out, head home, throw up, turn in, sack out, and shut up? That's what we need. People we can keep in line. We may have a place for you. Consolidated International. People making things, so people have things to do things to other people with. And thinking up more things to do with the stuff we have. And now, an announcement from the National Apple Institute.
Another look at life, or something vaguely resembling it. Brought to you by the Public Affairs Department of Radio Clandestine. This is R.F. Bridge speaking.
I guess I better get my ass out of bed. That old buzz is probably having a heart attack. back at the antenna farm.
And it's about time Drool showed up. I'm sick of his instruments. I've been working on this ship for a long time. I'm sick of it.
I can't. I'm here, Adrian.
Drool, where'd you come from?
I went right behind the modulator thing.
Get your ration gear and take that crap and ship it in that denatured alcohol and start bombing up that protocol. And don't forget to defeat the interlock when setting her up for two. What? You get the ration gear!
Clandestine, the ship that sails the seven seas. Pirate bootleg radio programming, Radio Clandestine. Where you find feature artists. Radio Clandestine, another look at life or something vaguely resembling it. Clandestine, classic rock. Clandestine country. Radio Clandestine. With characters like R.F. Burns. Boris Pignutsky.
Boris here!
And Drool, the cabin boy.
What's that?
All here on Radio Clandestine. The pirate bootleg station. Broadcasting from on board a ship somewhere off the North American coast. Listening to Radio Clandestine as we conclude our broadcast day on this international shortwave band. This is your host, R.F. Burns, looking forward to meeting you, the shortwave listener, somewhere further on down the log sheet, as we say. It's been pleasant. We'll see you. This is Radio Clandestine.